I'm Jim Bertel. Rescue workers found chaos and destruction across the Indonesian resort island of Lombok on Monday after a magnitude 6.9 earthquake killed at least 98 people. Reuters' Ed Giles reports.
A man's leg buried under rubble. With the help of a group of local residents, he's freed from under a fallen concrete wall. This is one of many desperate scenes across Indonesia, where the death toll has climbed to over 90 people in a devastating earthquake. The 6.9 magnitude quake hit the resort island of Lombok on Sunday. Rescuers have been desperately searching for survivors, and the death toll is expected to rise, with hundreds of people injured and thousands of homes damaged. Officials say most of the victims were killed by collapsed buildings. Power and communications are cut in some areas of Lombok, and the military says it's sending in a vessel with medical aid and supplies. Thousands are now left homeless.
That is Reuters' Ed Giles reporting. The U.S. is about to reimpose sanctions on Iran. Ian Lustig is a University of Pennsylvania Iran scholar.
There's no doubt that the sanctions, both those that will be imposed now and in a way more serious sanctions to be reimposed in November having to do with oil exports, they will hurt the Iranian economy.
The Iranian currency has plummeted in recent months, prompting Tehran to ease its foreign exchange rules and arrest several people, including the deputy central bank governor. Police in Bangladesh say they have arrested a celebrated photographer for his posts on Facebook and statements in other media outlets about the student protests in Dhaka, demanding better enforcement of traffic safety laws and more protection for pedestrians near schools. The country's prime minister promises to grant the students their demands for road safety. From Washington, this is VOA News. In an interview with VOA, the Navy's top admiral says Chinese military vessels are now patrolling the North Atlantic, and Russian submarines are prowling those same waters at a pace not seen since the end of the Cold War. Chief of Naval Operations Admiral John Richardson says the Chinese Navy is a global one that is both ready and capable of operating wherever Beijing wants. U.S. officials worry that Moscow may try to use its submarines to cut or tap into undersea cables that connect the two continents. Former Trump campaign chairman Paul Manafort's trial resumes today, and its biggest moment will likely come later this week. AP's Sagar Magani reports.
Manafort's facing financial fraud charges, but his lawyers say Rick Gates is to blame for any crimes that may have been committed. Gates was Manafort's so-called right-hand man, and after cutting a plea deal earlier this year with the special counsel's team on his own charges, Gates is expected to testify Manafort was deep into an alleged scheme to hide millions from the IRS and defraud banks. Manafort's lawyers have signaled they will put the blame on Gates and portray him as an embezzler and a liar who took advantage of Manafort and flouted the law without his boss knowing. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Venezuelan authorities have arrested six people they call terrorists and hired killers in what President Nicolas Maduro says was an assassination attempt against him. A group called the National Movement of Soldiers in T-shirts claimed responsibility. Georgia State University America scholar Jennifer McCoy says the incident, whether real or staged, makes Maduro and his government look vulnerable.
And whether it was an actual intent on him, then it shows the vulnerability of the security because it got fairly close. If it was, on the other hand, as some have alleged, actually staged by the government to rally support, that shows the vulnerability that they're feeling for losing support because of the dire economic situation.
Maduro initially blamed Colombia and opposition supporters in the U.S. for the incident. Both Bogota and Washington denied any involvement. Residents of the Japanese city of Hiroshima today observed the 73rd anniversary of the dropping of the atomic bomb by the U.S., with a somber ceremony remembering the tens of thousands who died in the waning days of World War II. A ninth person has died in the wildfires burning throughout the U.S. state of California. There are at least 17 different fires statewide as California grapples with severe drought. The state's governor has requested federal aid, which President Trump granted. Thousands of people have evacuated their homes across California. That's the latest news. I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.
Best music today. The